USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Ukrainian resistance continues and thousands of Ukrainian people continue to defend their country from a Russian invasion, there's a Russian military convoy 40 miles long north of Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv that's reportedly been stuck in position for days. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby addresses reports of additional vehicles shown in satellite images with the convoy.
The assessment is that it was largely meant to help resupply, and it is still stalled. It is still stuck. We don't assess over the course of the weekend that it has made any progress.
Evidence of possible war crimes committed by Russia is being collected by the United States. There's also an investigation taking place into human rights abuses. This as innocent civilians continue to be killed in Russian airstrikes. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A third round of Ukraine peace talks ends with no major breakthroughs.
Russia-Ukraine peace talks travel down the same fruitless road. The talks took place near the Belarus border. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Ukraine should amend its constitution to reject any aims to enter any bloc, meaning don't join NATO or the European Union. Russia also demanded Ukraine recognize Crimea as Russian and the pro-Moscow separatist republic in eastern Ukraine as independent. The requirements were quickly denounced by Ukrainian officials as much of the same. Higher-level talks by both countries will take place Thursday in Turkey. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Football League is suspending Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley for betting on football games this past season. The league did not specify which games Ridley gambled on. The indefinite suspension comes as states across the country are legalizing sports gambling. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Drivers for Lyft and Uber are feeling the pain at the pump as gas prices approach record highs. Drivers doing what they can, a campaign aimed at getting ride-hailing apps to help drivers with fuel cost, has gathered more than 5,500 signatures on the organizing platform coworker.org. Benjamin Valdez drives for Lyft 3 days a week.
I was putting in probably around $60 for a full tank, and now it's climbed up to about $90. It's getting up there. If I drive 200 miles, I'm spending $50 in gas. And if I make $150 to $200 in that night, I'm cutting at least one-third of my expense in gas alone.
Texas's Democratic candidate for governor is being sued for defamation. Beto O'Rourke claims that billionaire energy executive Kelsey Warren made big bucks during a winter storm last year and then donated to the governor's campaign so he would be let off easy. O'Rourke says the legal action will not stop his claims that incumbent Governor Greg Abbott is to blame for sky-high energy bills. Batman is raking in the big bucks. The new film, making $134 million this weekend, nearly $6 million more than original estimates. A better-than-expected Sunday saw the Batman bring in just over $34 million to earn the biggest opening of 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.